Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir, I will.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement, however, will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. But again, as in yesterday, before we bring Brother Medlock onto the air, I'd like to open the line to hear what you all are grateful for. So if you have any statement that you'd like to make, please press the number one on your phone at this time. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the person that you are requesting prayer for, or state what you are grateful for. Thank you. I would like to request today, of course, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, that you pray for every single family represented on this call, as well as our nation as a whole, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of, especially for all of our travelers at this time, because I know that the highways and interstates are pretty full with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. And so on behalf of those already traveling and those that have yet to begin their journey, everyone, please respect each other's space and allow each individual to make it to and from their destination safely. We have no other callers willing to speak right now. So again, I know everyone is grateful for something. Just haven't worked up the nerve to press number one just yet. So, Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you for what you do every day, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform with me and with the other brethren that you're sharing them with, as well as I want to thank each and every one of you that are calling the Blog Talk Radio telephone line faithfully as you do, as well as those who also are as part of the extension of my specific ministry are joining me on this Gratitude Tuesday morning via Facebook Live. This is Gratitude Tuesday number 34, and you kind of known, we've been for the last 4 weeks, and this will be the fourth week, kind of been doing a countdown to Thanksgiving. And so on the 1st of November, we talked about the origins and how that, even though they were noteworthy, they aren't exactly spiritually appraised as to how Thanksgiving, the holiday, started. Then we looked at the usage and the takeaways regarding the concept of Thanksgiving from the Old Testament on November 8th. We looked on November 15th last week at New Testament usage and takeaways. And today I hope to funnel the takeaways from the Old Testament, funnel the takeaways from the New Testament into a spiritually appraised paradigm that I believe if we are to apply it, not just to this Thursday, but to our lives, then we'll find that it'll go well beyond feasting and football. And so I'd like to do that at this time. So right off the bat, I just kind of want you to know that if you're going to do Thanksgiving right, then that really means going beyond Thanksgiving being a day and really in a spiritually praised fashion. Thanksgiving needs to become a daily attitude. So expand it beyond a day to a daily attitude. Every prayer we pray should be about what God can supply to us or to our families and our friends, and about what we are thankful for. Solomon said in Proverbs 30 and 15, the leech said, has two daughters, give me, give me. And we don't need to be like that hog that we see on the farm, where as long as you're dropping the pork rinds, the watermelon rinds and the slop in the hog pen, they're down, head down, eating. And the only time they rise their heads up to the provider is when they say, where is the rest? That doesn't, sometimes we do, we can be guilty of leading our lives like a hog, as opposed to leading our lives like that individual that was made in the image and the likeness of God. And so we just want to make sure that we are really approaching things in an appropriate way. You know, that's really, really, really important. You know, we need to have that passage of Colossians 4 and 2 in our minds. Devote ourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. I'm going to say that let's practice very specifically on a daily basis, making sure that when we're prompted to grumble and complain, that we switch, we flip or switch, and we start thinking about the things that we're thankful for, and that our prayers are predominantly about thanksgiving versus about what we need to get or what we're looking to supply, have God supply to others. I'm going to challenge us that maybe you should make sure that at least 3 to 5 times in every prayer that you say either thankful, thanks, or some version of the word, or grateful, or some version of the word, so that your orientation is of thanksgiving and not just of give me, give me. And what about the idea of thanksgiving being done right, being focused on God's character versus on our chattel? We used to say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That orientation taught us early. That's really about God, and it's not about us, and that we can achieve and accumulate a lot of different things. But really, Psalms 24 and 1 probably best states it when it says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We really need to understand that God is the only one that's good. God is the only one that's great. And that by our focusing on his character and not on our chattel, will really help to foster that daily attitude of thanksgiving, and it'll be much more than a day in name. It'll be a daily attitude. And then I'll even go as far as to say, based on some of the things that we've seen in the New Testament and that we've shared in recent Gratitude Tuesdays, that we'll bring back up the latter part of Acts chapter 20 and verse number 35, where it says, remember the words of the Lord Jesus when he said himself, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I would say to you today that a blessed thanksgiving, a thanksgiving that's done right, is one where the focus is not on what you got, but thanksgiving that's done right, whether we're talking about the holiday or we're talking about implementing and practicing our daily attitude, being alert with an attitude of thanksgiving, would be on focusing on what we can actually give. When it comes to generosity, Paul had a particular lexicon that he uses in 2 Corinthians 9, using words like, when we're giving generously, things will abound with us. Things will increase with us. Our bounty will be enlarged. Things will be overflowing with us. We will have surpassing grace. I don't know about you guys, but even if you haven't read that test, all of that should sound really, really good to you. And it essentially says that people who give will be blessed with even more to give and more to be thankful for. And if you read that text going through roughly verse 50, really from 1 to the end of the chapter, it'll encourage you to want to give as much as you can, and know that you will be ultimately blessed even more to be a blessing to others, especially in that portion where he talks about he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully, and he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. So when we have that true thanksgiving spirit, it will not be about one day of feasting and football, but it will be about a lifestyle of blessing others because God has richly blessed us. Thanksgiving done right is more than just a day in name, but it's an attitude in practice. Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, as we continue to live and move and have our very being, I'm hoping and praying that we can be a blessing to others as a result of the bounty, as a result of the chattel that you provided to us, and that we will have the orientation to be able to have an attitude of thanksgiving, to focus more on your character as you're the one that provides any and everything that we might have, even our very life and breath, and that we indeed should be focused less on what we got and more about giving what we got. I want to ask you to be with the Dallas Walker Jr. family, as we've now been informed that Brother Walker has passed, and knowing that he was a mighty, mighty man of God, and that as a result of the things, the work that he's done, many souls have been brought to Christ, and many individuals have been able to live spiritually appraised lives as a result of the word that he was able to deliver. I want to ask you, in light of what Brother McFalls as well as Sister Danielle has asked for with regard to those that are traveling, please allow everybody to be able to stay in their own lanes and to stay focused, especially as various ones of us are going to be traveling, not only just in the roads, but also in the air. Please be able to be with everybody's Thanksgiving plans as they are, and also be able to just give God the glory, give you the glory in the way in which we all need to, as we tweak our paradigm to make sure that it is even more spiritually appraised. Father, thank you for being you. Thank you for allowing us to be able to live and move and have our very being in you, and help us to be able to be better Christians in the future than we have in the past. We thank you so much for your being the individual that you are. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for your willingness to be able to just put up with us, our little idiosyncrasies, just who you kind of allowed us to be able to mold ourselves to be, and just with your continued patience to continue to be able to put forth a good faith effort to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable to you, in which in each day we ultimately have one purpose, whether we're already in the corner of our cubicles or offices, whether we've made it to the seat of our cars, or whether we're still in our slippers. We want to give you glory and honor today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.